Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Novelty. One of the things that people need is novelty. I was chatting with my friend Dan Sullivan the other day. He's 75 years old. And he said, Carrie, I'll tell you what, when people run out of novelty, they're done. I said, tell me more. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, if people say, I've seen that before, I've been there before, I've done that before, they run out of future. They run out of future. They're done. And so what novelty does is it introduces the spice of life. It introduces change, unpredictability, uniqueness, spontaneity. It introduces something that is hardwired into us as humans, which is that we like variety. We just do. We like variety. As much as we like things to be predictable, we like things to be full of variety. And so guess what we're doing with The Daily Show in 2020? We're going to mix it up. We're going to mix it up. This has been an experiment. I always struggled doing a podcast for years. Man, I'll tell you what, I was one of the first podcast people way back because my buddy Gabe Taviano, back in the day, I'm talking like a long time ago, said, hey, you should do a podcast. And so I did. I didn't even know what it was. But I struggled for so long with that consistency. And so then finally I found my rhythm about, I don't know, 2 years ago, year and a half ago, where I said, you know what, I'm just going every single day and I'm only going to do what I'm good at, which is by pressing the record button and doing content. And I said, I'm going to hire people in my life that take care of all the other things, which is the uploading, the keywords, the distribution, the thumbnails, the posting. Not because I'm better than that, but because I'll tell you what, if you're going to do something every day and you hate part of it, you're going to actually end up hating the task and you're not going to want to do it. I mean, is this true or is this true? You know what I'm saying? So what are we going to do in 2020? We are going to mix up The Daily Show. Novelty. You're going to see things. We're going to experiment. We've already had several meetings about it. And, you know, I'm one of those people who, as the year winds down, I wind up. I mean, I get excited about the next year. And there's things that I do new with each new year. And there's things that I cut. I learned that from Dan Miller. Dan Miller ends up, I believe, cutting about 15% of what he does just to create the space for something new. See, there you go. Another Dan in his 70s who literally cuts out 15% of good things in his life because he wants to create space for some exciting, novel initiatives in the new year. So I'll tell you what, friends, I am more amped for 2020 than ever before, than any other year. I feel like I know myself better. I feel like I know what I'm bad at and I'm sticking away from it. I'm running from it. I feel like we're able with the resources that we have to hire people that are amazing at what they're amazing at, their superpowers, their unique ability. And I'm becoming more of a specialist. In the beginning, when you're an entrepreneur, you do everything. You literally do everything. I mean, I remember for years doing everything, like everything. Then I met David, and David took half, I took half. And then we hired our first person, which was my sister-in-law, Emily, still with us. But then we began to hire. And we literally just stopped doing the stuff that is not our highest value. And as a result, the business grows exponentially. So I'm excited to have you on the journey I want to know what's going on with you in 2020. I want to know what you're thinking about. I want to know what new novel things you're going after. And you stretch me. You know, you really do. You stretch me. I'm honored that you choose to watch these. It means a ton to me that we can share this thing called life. And I look forward to connecting with you in a deeper way. I'm traveling more with the Igniting Souls chapters, and I'm making more visits. I cannot wait to see you more. And if you haven't secured your ticket for Igniting Souls Conference, get it, because 2020 is it's a big year. It's a big year. It's our 10th anniversary of annual events, and I don't want you to miss out. I'd love to see you, give you a hug, high five, handshake, whatever is your style, and just celebrate, because listen, life is short, and we're on this thing together, and it means a lot to me that you've chosen to engage and allow me to hopefully add value to you, and I know you've certainly added value to me with shares and comments and encouragement over the years. So thank you. I don't know, I feel more nostalgic sitting in my office today than usual, and maybe I'm just thinking about you in some extra special ways. A little bit longer video today, but let's get ready. It's going to be an awesome year.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.